Blog Talk Radio.
Just that take a nigga bitch music. You hear me? I'm about to take your girl up through there, but I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Did somebody leave with your hoe? Picture booth, we taking all the photos. There's some niggas in this bitch, you ain't got no dough. Why the fuck you in the club if you gon' be on your phone? Why you got that dress on if you ain't gon' wear no thong? My nigga dabbing Molly up 100 bills to this song. Say you be on that Patron, we call that shit patting wrong. I'ma put a square bitch up on this rapper weed. I'ma turn her out and make her trap for me. Baby, turn around and make it clap for me. Now go on and break it down on my lap for me. I'm about to take that bitch up through there. I don't know her name, I call her Pooh Bear. Pull up trunk, knocking like who there. Popping bottles in this bitch like Happy New Year. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there, we up through there. And we don't give a fuck, nigga, like who cares? Up through there, we up through there. And if you win this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. Magic City, Monday, we up through there. ATL, my second home, I had to move there. College Park, East Point, I got a boo there. I'ma make her fuck me for some new hair. This gon' be the song in the spring, in the summer. They want me to fall, hell no, that's a bummer. Set it up and low, so I gotta keep a ton of. That shit made me wonder, I come from the jungle. Pour some liquor out for my homies. Rest in peace, the booger, the one and only. Turn up off that drink and she all on me. Gucci Mane, niggas tryna clone me. We coming out tonight and we up through there. G-Live on is crucial, we up through there. Blue flame, gold room, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there.
Welcome to Sustenance Sundays with your girl, Miss Lovely Black, and my awesome co-host. Hey, how you doing, co-host?
Hey, how you doing, lovely radio host? How you doing this evening?
Where did that voice come from?
Good evening, Sunday. Oh, you're having a nice, lovely Sunday evening, everyone.
Yes. You get on my nerves, and you get on my nerves.
Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, for her anyway. I'm from New York City, coming to you live from NYC. But that's why this technology is wonderful. She can be in one place, I could be another. And you're listening to Real Talk, which is listening not only in the continental United States, including outside the continental United States, Hawaii, and the other states. all around the world. Yes. So that's why.
Right.
Yes,
what's
yes.
happening? Man, today, as you guys see, like a lot of my shows are predicated the word sex, right? I feel like that's the thing that's not talked about the most. And I love talking about it, really. It just really makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
talking about it and being able to share opinions and also get opinions and get some insight on some things, right? I feel like you should be open with your sexuality. So tonight's topic is open sexuality. You should be open about everything that you do in life, whether, you know, you talk to somebody else about it or you keep it to yourself. But too many people feel bad about their choices, you know? And I talk to people. And I hear the things that they say, and they feel bad about the choices that they make in life. And it's like, why are you feeling some type of way about a choice that you decided to make in life? It's your life. You only have one life to live. So we're going to touch on a couple different things, you know, Substance Sunday. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of substance as well. How was your week, James?
Well, the new Miss Lovely Black. almost forgot my name. How dare you? My week has been, it's okay. I can complain. Can't complain. Hot as hell up in here in the city. But what else is new? It's the summertime. Can't bet you complain. Other than that, doing my radio thing like I usually do in all my shows I do. Nothing out of the ordinary. How about you, my dear?
Well, yeah, I've had a lot shaking and baking this week. I finally got the new MissLovelyVac.com up and running.
Yeah.
So I just sat down and I did it myself. I did the website myself. Yes, I can do it. Sometimes it just takes for me to want to do it, and I didn't want to do it. I'm excited that that's up and running. The newmisslovelyblack.com is an informative site for right now. So therefore, you can go and find out everything about me on one site, and then you can know, like, how to get to my social media sites because, you know, I run through social media pages like it's nothing. And that was the one thing that made me push because I'm on a new Instagram page that I have barely, I don't even think I have 200, you know, followers on Instagram right now because Instagram for me is the hardest platform, especially when you're fully clothed. So, you know, I got a two-piece on my thing now, but, you know, I mean, these women out here are completely nude and, you know, they're running up, you know, 60 and so on thousands of followers. I ain't there yet, so bear with me. But I'm on a new Instagram page. That's the new Miss Lovely Black and the number one. The new MissLovelyBlack.com is up and running, and the books are with the editor. So I just got word from the editor that the books are just about done. And so I'm really excited about that. August is supposed to be the re-release month for the books. You know, when I was going through these publishing companies, it was more so like they would have people within their brand to edit these books. But, you know, from what I see, from what has been done, like these books were nowhere near edited how they were supposed to be. So, you know, you got to think these books were once out on shelves and the way that these edits are lit up in red, it's, like, ridiculous. So it's kind of like, okay, so you get what you pay for, because really to edit a book, you know, can cost you anywhere from $500 and up per book, right? And so I wanted to do it the right way, and that's just what I did. I just found somebody that actually knows, you know, where punctuations go and, you know, how things go, because that's one of the biggest things that you're critiqued on. So August is supposed to be the release for all three books. And then we are supposed to have a release party in September. So right now we're still on schedule with that. And that's, like, super amazing. I can't wait to do this my way with 100% creative control. And my team backing me. I thank them so much for backing me. Let me see. And, yeah, outside of that, yeah, for right now, those are, like, the two main things that have changed. I'm pressing more for modeling gigs right now. So you'll see me doing a lot of different advertising and things like that that's about to come out. I'm getting with my graphic guy either tonight or tomorrow, and we're going to go over some new graphics, new photo shoots. So, you know, I'm just working. I mean,
ain't nothing new.
That's all I can say is I'm working.
Ain't nothing new. Now, I'm looking ahead, but once you get this book relaunched, will you be doing book tours? And let's say you head up to the Northeast, I'm just saying, Specifically,
of course, I want to do book tours, and I want to, you know, do signings and so on and so forth. I want to be able to combine it and do it all in one, you know. So we'll just see. Like, I'm working on something with that, and, you know, I don't really want to talk about it, but we're going to work on something. Yeah.
I hear it. That's all I need to hear.
Right.
That's all I need to hear. No more needs to be said. Okay. I shut up.
right.
I'm
getting there.
Awesome.
So I'm going to pick back up on my radio interviews and things like that. I'll be doing radio interviews again in the month of August.
That means you must come back on my show again. That's what that means. That's what I hope.
Right.
You know, you are open door policy, my dear. You're one of very few people who have that lifetime pass. So feel honored to have that.
Right. Thank you. I'm very honored for that.
You deserve
tell people where your radio show is.
Well, my main baby, which is the Bench Warmers Live Show, I do every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Exclusively on Mixlr.com, M-I-X-L-R.com. My live page to hear that show live at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday is Mixlr.com, M-I-X-L-R.com /EAR-Owner, O-W-N-E-R. And you'll be able to listen to this lovely voice that you're hearing right now. My show consists of talking sports the first hour, whenever the hell comes to my mind, and trust me when I tell you, if something's in my heart, I'm going to say something, whatever it could be that's going on in this great big world of ours. And then the second hour is always dedicated to the guests. And I have guests from all different types of form of entertainment, from the adult world, from the entertainment world, such as comedy or sports figures or independent artists, whether it's music or actors or actresses. I actually had a main actor not too long ago, Lawrence Hill Jacobs, we're talking about way back in the day, a dude that was on Welcome Back, Carter, homeboy, a lot of people probably remember him, you newbies, maybe as Michael Jackson's father in that the Jacksons TV movie back in the day. That was one of my honors to have him on. And, I do that. I co-host other shows, including this one. I co-host with Ms. V, the Toy Lady. He's at the Doc Radio. Same thing on Blog Talk Radio. Same thing. I have other things coming, which I'll put that on hold for now. But, your man is doing a lot of things. He's making moves. I got other things going on down the line that I just, you're in the same boat. I just can't say nothing right now. But there are things coming. It's just patience is a virtue. I've heard that. And it's very hard. But trust me, I want to tell you, I want to tell the people out there around the world listening, but until it's official and I say, and I'm told, yes, Mr. Acevedo, you can now announce it to the world, I cannot say nothing. So, yes, a lot of things going on, put it in that way, but I appreciate the platform. And this is fun. This is one of my favorite shows to do every Sunday. It's awesome to do. It goes by so fast. It's just
Thank you.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, this is my Sunday co-host. I'm looking for a co-host for Wednesdays, but I haven't picked back up. Today I finished my schooling. Oh my God! So I got to log in for about 2 hours tonight after this show, and then I'll be completely done. And you just don't understand how good that feels, but. We're going to go ahead and get into a song, and when I come back, we're going to start talking about, open sexuality and, Substance Sunday. So, I just really want you guys to chime in. If you want to call in and talk about the open sexuality comment, or if you have anything to say, please feel free to call 646-787-1839. If you want to just call in and listen, you can press option 2 or just hold on the line. If you want to talk, press option 1. So we're going to go ahead and hit you guys up with Face It. We'll be right back. I knew Sundays. Welcome back to Real Talk with the Newman's Lovely Black and my lovely, awesome co-host out of NYC, James. Okay, so Substance Sunday. Listen, since I was in the fifth grade, I had a body. No titties, no stomach, and a whole bunch of ass and hips, right? So, you know, a lot of people get so, you know, misconstrued when they see somebody that's very well proportioned and they're like, oh, you had surgery. I've never had surgery on anything. Matter of fact, I took it upon myself to not have surgery to get myself right. So I go hard. I go to the gym. I work out at home. I do everything that I have to do, and it's definitely working, right? I've come a very long way. I still have a way to go, but I'm doing this on my own. Here's the thing. I share my workout with you guys. I show, you know, my results. I tell you how far I came. It feels good to feel good again, right? Because, of course, you got to understand that you don't really feel good when you, you know, are you know, out of health, out of you know, you have this extra weight, because this normally stems from a situation that you're going through in your life, which is what happened with me. It stemmed from a situation, you know, that I was going through, and I had to, you know, rid my life of, you know, for a very, you know, 3 years damn near, you know. So when I freed myself in this situation, you know, my body and my mind became free again. So I pay attention to these women because, of course, I'm watching who's doing what I'm doing and who's doing other avenues, and I'm showing love, right? Just because you doing something and you may be doing it better than me doesn't mean I can't show you love, or I'm not even back out 100%. I'm still going to show you love. And most of these women I see, they bad, and they all they got is their body. You know, you see them doing something, but the main thing is they're showing their body. Listen, if that's the main thing that you have to show your body, you're naked, you're doing what you're doing, listen, that's going to get you fucked. And what are you going to do outside of getting fucked? You got to have substance. That's why you see these women, they go through all of these men. You know, you got one boyfriend for a month or two. Then you got a whole nother person. You got a whole nother boo. You know what I'm saying? And you rotate them because you don't have any substance. It's not that, you know, men ain't shit. It's just that you don't have any substance to keep this man. Outside of your body, what else can you do? What can y'all come up with? How can y'all get on together? If he brings something to the table and you bring something to the table, you can't do nothing but win, right? Why is it that most of my sisters are, you know, going through these situations with no substance? And then we look at the white women and say, well, Becky's going to let him do whatever. Or Becky's going to be like this. But guess what? He can talk to Becky. You know what I'm saying? Let him sit down and talk to you. Don't let him give you something about the most vulnerable state that he in, and then you use it against him when you mad. Ah, fuck, nigga. That's why you have, you know, bad dreams or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, ladies, we got to do better by our brothers. You know, we want to keep our brothers, and we have to do better by our brothers, and it starts with ourselves. So salute you guys for getting these bodies. That's going to get you attention. You know, it absolutely will. I've gotten attention my whole life. I'm no stranger to attention, but then what? After attention. You know what I'm saying? You around here with the baddest body getting all of the attention in the world, and you staying at home with your mama. Or you around here with four roommates in a two-bedroom. Or you around here with attention and you got a one-bedroom apartment and you have nothing going on for yourself. You around here getting attention and you doing walkthroughs for $5,000 a walkthrough, and you hot and you got on the baddest clothes, but you don't own the first house. You getting all this attention, but yet you around here with this, you know, $100,000 car that you got to make payments on. So when the money dry up, the car go back. I mean, you got to start paying attention to what you got to do in life. You know what I'm saying? You got to start investing, and you got to start doing some other things. And I think at the end of the day, until you get yourself together, you will not have any substance, because a bad body is not substance. I can go out right now, put on the right outfit, and pull any and everything I want out of the club, and I can assure you of that, right? But that's not what life is about, because guess what? I know that those brothers that I'm going to pull aren't going to have the substance that I want. So that's why you see me doing videos with bonnets on, and, you know, with my dreads out, and, you know, different hair. Listen, you're going to accept me for who I am, because guess what? When you start getting up under me, I'm going to be the same person. I'm going to pull my wig off. I'm going to have my dreads out. And if I can't be comfortable around you, then I don't want you. And that's just one thing about me. If I got to sit and look like a dime the entire time that I'm around you, I don't need to be around you, buddy. At the end of the day, I want to be able to let my hair down, be me. So that's the guy that I need in my life for substance, which I'm not looking right now. I promise to God I'm not. But that's the guy, you know, that you need in your life, somebody with substance. So this is Substance Sundays. Ladies, find something more than your body to attract the guy that you really want to stay there with you. Because the one thing that we don't do is point the finger at ourselves and say, what is it about us that is driving these men? It ain't got to be that you got ain't shit pussy. You can have good pussy. You can have the best pussy. But it's so much pussy out here that alone is definitely not going to keep a man. That there is just not it. You know what I'm saying? And it's a couple more things, but I ain't giving y'all all of that. I'm just saying, find some substance about yourself. If you out here getting money, boo-boo, congratulations. Now go ahead and own you something. Go ahead and invest in you something. If you don't want a house, then go buy you a condo. You know, go buy you a townhouse. Go do something with your money so that when this is said and done, you got something to show for it. Go buy it and pay it off. When the shit dry up, when you ain't hit no more, you still got something out of it. If I would have known half of the things I know now, back then I would have been like, crazy. It would have been crazy. But guess what? I did it this time. So that's all that matters. This time I came in the game with something. You know, I got something out of it. I pushed for it. And so my main focus is to maintain what I have and continue to grow what I have. So I salute each and every one of you ladies, you know, but guess what? There's too many bad bitches in the game. Now, you know, let's find the women with substance. You know what I'm saying? That's bad to me. The woman with the substance, you ain't got to have the baddest body. You ain't got to go get no surgery. We know when you got surgery. That shit ain't proportion right. You know, what substance do you have? That's how you attract me. You want my attention. Show me substance. Substance Sundays. When we come back, we'll talk about open sexuality, you know. And so many people, they have opinions about other people's sexuality, what they do, how they do it, you know. But we only have one life to live. And that same person that has an opinion on that person's sexuality is doing way worse behind closed doors. You around here thinking everybody is your boyfriend. You sleeping with all these men without a rubber, and they doing the same thing that you talking against. So, listen, we got to start letting people live their life in the manner that they want to live their life. Be open with your sexuality. If you bi, so what? Who the hell, who got something to say about it? That's your shit. You know what I'm saying? If you like the, you got a fetish with fucking a girl with her period on, that's your dick. You know what I'm saying? That's her pussy. Do what you do. I want to hear some of the oddest sexual, sexual fantasies that you guys have. I want to talk about some. You know, I got some in my inbox, so I want to talk about a few. But, you know, I want to hear about open sexuality. I want you to be comfortable with who you are and the things that you like to do, because that's your shit. You know what I'm saying? It might turn me on. I'm always looking for new things to do. I mean, I'm not one of those women that really got too many fantasies that I haven't fulfilled in life. You know, I'm not a young buck either, so keep in mind that I do what I do. Just as you do what you do. So right now we're going to take this to Naya Dana. I like this song, a little reggae. We'll be right back.
Baby, now Naya Dana. She says she want the money now.
It's my song. James.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Let's talk about open sexuality. Are you open with your sexuality?
I think so. I let people know if they ask me what I like, what I don't like. I have no qualms about it. I got no problems talking about it. Especially people that know me, I got no problem talking about it. What do you need to know? What would you like to know? I'm on the house. What would you like to know, my dear? Because remember, I'm honest to a fault. Sometimes it gets me in trouble, but hey, that's
so,
me.
So, okay. When a woman is giving you oral sex,
Go ahead.
Do you like her finger in your booty?
I don't like that, no. No. I've had that done to me spontaneously, and I didn't like it, no. I just, no. I didn't, actually, what I remember, she didn't have it in my ass, but it was like massaging my asshole, but I didn't care for it too much. It's just, now, for anybody listening, I'm not a homophobe, it has nothing to do with that. I just didn't feel comfortable with it, that's all. I just didn't. Now, I know there's dudes out there that like that, which, by the way, you know, maybe I've become a little more open-minded because I used to kind of think, well, okay, maybe that's kind of a little gay. But now as I got a little older, I've seen some manly dudes not that they, you know.
There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it. No. As I got older, I'll find, now, strap-on, that's another thing. No, that ain't going to happen. That I feel totally different about that. But as far as that, no, I see it a little differently. I say it like this. If it's just massaging my butthole, I might not mind it, but not the finger in my ass, no. That I can't, no. But that's me. That's just me, though. That doesn't mean that there's guys that don't like that. Of course, there's guys that really do like that.
I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm talking about you. You going on a rant and a tangent. So, listen, that's like your number one G-spot, you know what I'm saying, for the man. Like, that's it right there. So some men just aren't comfortable because they mind going left. And it's okay for the ones that do and the ones that don't, you know, all good. I like to stick my finger in the booty hole. so what do you
feel?
Plastic. Yeah, I like to give my
doing your prostate
down,
check.
Make sure he's all right. That means I care. You know what I'm saying? Jesus.
You know what?
What?
When I
that
think
means
of that,
I care.
You know what? When I think of that, I'd rather have that done by my lady than some strange doctor.
Right.
I'll take that.
So you got to relax yourself and let her do it, right? It's being open,
true.
Right? You want to experience life to the fullest. You don't want to go out and smoke crack, but you want to get the best orgasm you can get. That's the point of having sex, right? That's the way to get it.
Absolutely.
Figure massaging your prostate while you're getting oral sex. Thank me later. I'm just saying. Okay.
Go ahead.
What do you think about the bro job epidemic?
Now, what is this? Yeah, I've been noticing that you're putting up there. Now, is this some sort of, if this is a, two dudes? Like, what is this bro job?
Okay, a bro job is two men that are, okay, let me explain this first.
Yeah.
You know, men have a high sex drive. Men hormones are different than ours, you know, and ours are, like, kind of up there, but men, you know, men, they're horny all the time. Men,
mm-hmm.
guess what, they always hanging out with their bros, right? You can hang out with your
right.
bro or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can get horny. Who's there? Your homie. He gives you head. Y'all don't fuck each other. He gives you head, tops you off, going on about your business.
Yeah,
you ain't suck his dick. He didn't fuck you. You ain't taking nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just a bro job. Just here you go, homie. You know? Of course, he know how I like to be done. He know how he like his dick to be sucked so he can suck yours good. I mean, what do you think about a bro job?
Well, that's definitely not on my menu. Hell to no. That's just not me. That's definitely not on my menu. It's not on a special of the day. It's never, ever any day, any year, any time. No, that's not me.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, let me rephrase that. I don't see nothing wrong with it either, because like I said, I'm not homophobic or nothing like that. Do you? If that's what you like, do you? But that's not in my menu. That's what I'm saying.
I like to watch shit like that. I don't want. I don't want. I don't want.
Really
I don't want the soft men. I don't want the man that's actually, you know, really gay for real. I want brothers. I want, because they do it. And that's why I'm so into it, because I've seen it, you know, so many times when it's hardcore men,
wow.
Like G's, like, you know, I mean, that don't make
wow.
you a G. I know a motherfucker, you know, that get down and in prison right now for knocking a bitch off. That don't make him less real because of his, you know, sexuality. Mm. I mean, probably. Mm. Him being so real played into it, because him going to jail for so long, you know, he turned up a little bit. So actually, those are some of the hardest people that I know. Some of the people that turn up, you know, at the right time, be the ones that you know, don't mind. So I don't mind it. I wouldn't want no guy that's sitting down there more feminine than me. You know, hell no, I don't want to watch that.
I
don't want no guy sitting there with no T-Rex
on
talking about, come on, boo. No, I don't want all of that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you know, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, the feminine guys or whatever, you know.
No, I know what you mean. No.
But, you know, be open with your sexuality. It's a lot of people that's open with their sexuality, and they don't mind me watching, and I don't mind watching, you know. So, salute to y'all.
Let me ask
you. Keep the fun coming.
Since you asked me. Wait, so is that like a major turn on? Is it right up there with you watching
two
guys?
I don't know why. I guess it's equivalent to a man watching two women.
Okay. Well, see, I'm down with that. Obviously.
Yeah, most men are. But all. Most are, but that's the equivalent to me. Like, that's how much it turns me on. Like, the shit run down my leg, it turns me on so bad. Like, I mean, it's freaking.
Look at that. Wow.
It's crazy. It's turning.
Get wet like that, huh? Damn.
Man, listen, that. And guess what? It that is the only thing that can get me that way.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I'm juice box, but at that point I'm like,
the juicy fruit.
I'm Aquafina.
The juicy fruit.
Like, that's
there.
The only thing that like when I wake up in the morning and I know that I need to get one off before I get out of the bed, honestly, that's what I think about. And then, you know, voila.
Okay. That's cool.
Just think about a nice little sesh.
Now, real quickly.
Safety first, latex gloves, you know, latex rubbers, all that good stuff, but yeah.
Now, safety first. Now, I've heard guys say this, and I don't know why. Like of course, I'm jerk off to straight porn, but I've also jerked off to watching lesbian scenes. And there's some dudes that for some reason say, nah, I don't jerk off to that. You know, I got to see the woman getting fucked. You know, by guy. Now I go, okay, I see what you're saying, but the main thing is the woman, to me, right? She's the star. That's me. She's the star. She's the main attraction, the main event, okay? She's the main encore, you know, the main entree. So as long as I'm seeing her getting off, that's what turned me on. It doesn't matter.
But see,
the
thing with me is, that's what I think. A lot of men, they want to watch porn, and you're watching a man's dick go in the pussy. I don't care what you say, you're looking at his dick going in the pussy. You're watching his nuts. You're watching his ass. You get to see all
Thank
of this
you.
On this screen. You can tell anybody anything. I'm just watching the bitch. But, I mean, those are your eyes. That's your mind. You're looking at this entire screen. There's no way that you're going to block out everything and just look at that. So I don't think people are more open as they want to. You know, they let on to be. You like to see a man sleeping with a woman. That turns you on. So, be open about your sexuality. Like I said, this last relationship kind of ruined me, right? I mean, it did. I'm not even going to lie. It ruined me and a lot of things that I will not deal with and will not tolerate. And I have to be real with myself. You know what I'm saying? And with that, it's like, if I'm not having fun and I don't want it, you know what I'm saying? If it's not really, I'm not gonna be sheltering in for myself. But see, like, out of all of the weird things in life, like, that people aren't open to, and people be like, oh my god. I hear women, they complain about cramps, right? When it's that time of the month. Women, we have cramps, we have headaches, we have fatigue, you know, because our body is so tired. Like, the first day or two, we really don't even get out of the bed. You know what I'm saying? We just up. And the one thing that we don't understand, like, we'll lay on a heating pad, and we just, like, so, right? And And then that next day, it kind of eases up. And it's so hard for some women. You can take all kind of medicine, and it still doesn't work, right? So if you can stop and take this medicine and put it in your body because the white man said it's supposed to work for you, I'm going to give you the ultimate thing that's supposed to work for you. Now, I know it's going to be the hardest thing to drag yourself to do it, right? But you get into you some warm water, get in a very warm shower, or cold, right? So it just all depends on where you go. When you have pain, cold water takes away the pain. So they say heating pads, but, you know, you could do cold water, you could do warm water, whatever works for you, and you have sex. Sex during your menstrual actually relieves cramps and headaches, and most women don't know that because we thought, okay, this is our time of the month, we're shedding lining, you know, you don't have sex. But if you are in a solid relationship, a serious relationship, this is your husband, it's your wife, and you suffer from cramps, you suffer from all of these types of things, that's one thing that you should try. I'm just saying, thank me later. It's weird. You know, we are taught that's your time of the month, it's sacred, you know, you stick to yourself. African men sleep with their women when they're bleeding. Like, I've communicated with several African men, and they're like, shit, so what? You mind? I'm like, yeah, no. You know, when you have a serious relationship with somebody, you know, would you have sex with your woman when it's her time of the month?
That, I can tell you, that's an easy question to answer. Yes, I've definitely done that. Especially when it's a woman you've been with for quite a long time. I mean, you know, I got no problem with it. I've done that many times. And it doesn't have to always be in the shower. We've done it on the bed. Just, you know, just be careful with it. You make sure, you know, you don't want to create a murder scene on the bed and stuff like that. What the hell happened on this mattress? But I've done that, no problem. I mean, I remember when I was very younger, I would never even contemplate that. But, you know, as you get older, you get a little more mature, not only as a person, but as a man, but sexually. You're like, oh, what's the big deal? I mean, that's your, especially when it's your woman for a long time. Like, I can understand maybe you just started to see her, then maybe not, maybe as time goes by, then eventually. But if you've been with somebody for a long time, you've been with a woman for a long time, I got no problem with it. I definitely have no problem. Now, I never will go down on a woman no matter what when it comes to that. But as far as fucking, on a period, no problem. I got no problem with it.
Don't be jumping above the conversation. We're going to get there. But listen, I say that to say being open about your sexuality, like being open to new things, people, we have to explore. That also helps your that time of the month go by faster. It can help it turn off.
Interesting.
So, you know, keep that in mind as well. I know that some days it's just very much so unbearable, but you can put a dark towel down, you can get in the shower, let the water get to your liking and what is best. So keep in mind.
That's right.
Now, I was just reading an article last night, and I put something up on my Instagram page, you know, one of those things. I put things up and I pull them right back down. But I put an article up that I was reading last night, and it was talking about men going down on a woman during that time of the month, right? And you have some men that do it, right, and that say, shit, I don't give a fuck. But here, okay, so listen. When it's that time of the month for a woman, the first thing she's going to do is go take a bath, right? When you go take that shower, you know, you're going to ease yourself up automatically. When a man goes down on this woman, he's going to be on the clit anyway, so really, if you get anything, it's going to be on your chin. You know what I'm saying? This is fresh blood. This is some of the freshest blood. This is the freshest blood from her body. So it's not like it's contaminated or anything like that. It's just her lining shedding. So that is actually, you know, some men that don't have a problem with it. Now, it could have been that a white man wrote this article now. I mean, I was contemplating that as I read this article.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, he sounds white, but okay, you know, but guess what? Like, people are living their lives out here, right? And you still trying to find that one person to get you there. Hold on, like, we got a caller. Let's see who this is.
Cool. Who it is?
Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Did you have a question or were you just listening in?
I got a question.
Cool.
Sean, Alex.
Oh, hey, Alex, what's going on? What's your question?
Hey, what's going on? Okay. Well, like I said, first of all, like dude was saying, you know, back in the day, when I was younger, I thought it would hurt a girl to have sex when she was on her period, right? That was my thing. It was going to be an issue. But then she showed me, she was like, no, it don't hurt. And now we did it. And then we didn't put down necessarily a dark towel, with a towel, but every towel was closed. So the bed wouldn't be messy. But why would you, but the whole going down, she never, ever, she didn't even let me put my hand down there for real.
So this article says that 54% of men don't have a problem with it, but it's always the woman when it comes to sex when you're on your period, right? So it's her self-conscious thing. So she has been broken in to the point to allow you to sleep with her, but it's more so like, okay, I'm going to let this, because it actually feels good. And once you do it, it's kind of like an addiction because the way that climax. Yeah, well, the way that you climax when your period is on is a little different than when you climax when it's not on, right? And so you kind of like you like it a little bit, but it's her, you know, it's her mental state. Like, okay, I'm letting you get it, but I ain't gonna let you eat it. Oh my god! And then it's probably like, okay, this is my dude. How the hell am I gonna kiss him after he do this in my period? It's almost like saying after he eat your ass and then he wanna kiss you. Like, no, bro, let's just wait. You know what I'm saying?
He was trying to keep it more clean, though. Like, let's keep the minimum, the mess to the minimum. So you don't touch me. Right. I do all the touching. Cause, you know, I don't have to give a clean up anyway. So there's never a question of going down. But I never thought about that ever in life. That's the first time I've ever even heard anybody say never even do that.
Article was interesting. I'm thinking that, you know, a white guy wrote it. I mean, it was very interesting, and he touched on a lot of key points, and it was a very good article, right? So, you know, I read a lot about sexuality and going that extra mile, and, you know, for me, it was good. I mean, I'm going to post it again on my Instagram tonight after the show is over. I'll put that article back up on my Instagram about the guy talking about, you know, sex during, you know, that time of the month and, you know, oral sex during that time of the month. And it was just like, oh, wow, cool. I don't think I have it in me to let a guy go down on me. And that's why I said it had to be her. Like, I like sex, you know, with my period on, when I'm with somebody. Okay, you got to think I was just dealing with somebody for, you know, all these years. So, you know, we tried it. But for him, it was more him. He was like, no, we're not doing that again. We did, like, twice. And he was like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, man, you a punk. But for women, for me, that's when I get my horniest, when I'm, you know, when it's that time of the month for me. So, women are like that. I mean, sisters, if you are, be open with your sexuality. That's your shit. Own it. It is what it is.
Exactly.
Don't let nobody tell you different, okay?
True.
She was always the horniest, but, you know, and that's what I thought was hurting her. She was like, no, come on. I mean, I'll be trying to walk out the door. She's like, I'm going to stick this thing right here.
Like that woman.
Yeah, you get your hormones do some women, their hormones do some things. Some women, they are in so much pain that relieves cramps. You know, that actually helps it slow down. If it you know, like even when you have a heavy flow, right? You just have certain times during the day that it'll flow heavy, then it'll slow down a little bit, then it'll come heavy. And if you can kind of get it in when it slows up a little bit, then it's going to slow it down for the rest of that day. It does wonders, you know? So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, hey, ladies, don't be closed-minded to the situation. If you haven't tried it and you do suffer from any of these type of situations, go right ahead and feel free to do that, you know? I remember back in the day when eating pussy was taboo. Man, I don't eat no pussy. That's nasty. Now, everybody, you know, trick came out, eat the pussy with the legs up. I'm like, oh, shit, man, I don't want to put this, you know, like this and do that, you know? So it's one of those things that a lot of things are taboo that are not taboo right now. Fellas, do you suck your woman's toes?
Hold on, question for you. You said the eating pussy thing, the taboo to eating pussy thing. When I was little, there was like a boy that was like 9 years old, right? And we was all, like, this girl, everybody used to gangbang or whatever, right? And the boy that was 9 years old didn't want to have sex, but he just wanted to eat her pussy. I cannot understand, like, why at 9 years old is that your favorite thing to do for her? I thought that was, like, it was so taboo at the time. So I everybody has their own fetishes, I guess, right?
But I guess I bet you he probably do it like a champ right now, or he is into men, one of the two.
No. I mean, he would make sure that he would let her, he would do that before anybody touched her. But it was like he was always, it was like he was with his older brother. You know, the older brother got to take his little brother with him wherever he go. And his older brother was, we used to run the streets. You know, we didn't have cell phones and computers and stuff like that. We had to run the streets. So, but it was like, it was so taboo. He always was doing it. Like
where he at? Because I bet you he know how to eat the hell out of some coochie right now, Chad.
But see, but it was so taboo, I didn't want to have nothing to do with him. Like, dude, you eating pussy at 9? What's that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
He is the one that stands out, right? So he got that early start. And that's just like things that happen in life. You do things, and it's like, somebody can be doing something. You're like, what the hell is they doing? Because everybody else is not doing it, right? And then that becomes the fad and the trend. And that's me. You know, I'm always trying to find a way of something that I like. And it's probably going to be something that nobody is doing or very, very few people are doing. But because I have somewhat of a platform, I'm going to do it. And if you like it, okay. One of the things, I'm not even talking about sex. I see all these people, they post their child birthday parties and X, Y, and Z. And I sit and I look and I'm like, kudos, sis. Kudos, bruh. Okay, if you ain't no super famous rapper, actor, or something like that, for real, boo, let's stop with the bullshit on spending these thousands of dollars on these children-ass parties that they're not even going to remember when they get older. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, I go and I do whatever the hell I want to for me and my children. My 3-year-old birthday was the other day. I got him a slip and slide, I got him a pool in the backyard, got him some water balloons, and all the food and candy that he wanted. The little girl said, oh, my God, I'm having the time of my life. And I spent $450. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, stop trying to go with the brand of other people. The other day, I went out. I had on Michael Kors everything. But my outfit I brought from Walmart. I had just seen it. I was like, oh, this is cute. Brought the outfit from Walmart for like $16, right? And was cute as hell to myself and to others when I stood the fuck out, right? And everything else, bag cost, jewelry cost, everything else. Like, you don't have to live how everybody else live just because everybody else feel like you're supposed to live a certain type of way. So, you know, I mean, do whatever makes you happy, as he was doing what made him happy. And I'm pretty sure that nigga got the best tongue in the world because he had an early jump start. And let me tell you a fact. Most men that I have encountered that always want to go down don't know how to eat pussy.
Oh.
Ta-da-da. Most men do not know how to eat pussy. So guess what? I don't even like oral sex. Personally, I want to eat them like, I'm good. I mean, far and few do you find somebody that really know how to eat some pussy. Far and few. And that's the sad part about it. So I'd be like, that don't turn me on when he's like, I want to eat you and I want to do this. Because I'm like, you probably can't do it. Like, you got some men that literally eat the pussy. Bitch, you bite me one more time, I'll punch you in your fucking head, bitch. I ain't got time. You know, you got some men that literally lick the pussy. Like, bitch, this is not no milk, okay? Can you stop licking me like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a mess. It's a mess. Trust me.
Question. So why are you not teaching them? If they want to do it so bad and they want to be the expert at it, why are you not saying, look, let me show you?
Okay, so let me tell you this little short story. Since you want to be all petty and ask me this question. Okay, so for the moment, I would not teach a man how to give me head, right? I'm like, uh-uh, fuck that. What? I ain't got time. Ugh. Okay? So
you
then I was in this relationship. Huh?
You do have time, how you get your nuts?
No, I know how to rub myself off. If you can't please yourself, nobody else can please you. So if they get down there and do what they do while they getting in it, I'm rubbing myself off. I catch my nut, let them fuck me, keep moving. And that probably fucks a man's ego up, but I'm quick to rub one out. Look, however you feel about what you didn't do, it doesn't matter. Don't worry, I can rub it out. I got some toys in the chest, and if I'm at your shit, then, you know, just suck on my nipple.
That's my signature move,
suck on my nipple.
You want to show that you're giving some pleasure though. Him, he is.
I'm gonna give him his pleasure.
No,
if he can't do me, I ain't got time. So let me tell you, This one guy, I was like, you know, I'm going to teach him how to do it. Bitch, taught this nigga how to eat the pussy, put him up on it. That bitch motherfucker fucked around and went and got a white bitch. I was like, bitch, never again. In fucking life will I ever teach you how to do no motherfucker shit else. Bitch, I ain't never teaching nobody else shit, bitch. You grind this bitch here. Took the talents to motherfucking other teams like LeBron, bitch. I ain't got time. Nope. I ain't finna teach nobody else a goddamn thing. If you don't know how to do it, oh well. You need to come to the table with a certain level of experience, and then we can go in. Listen, I have not even had anybody. I had one person outside of my ex to take me to a sexual peak in a year. One person. In a year, like one person, and it was like a situation that we linked up like twice. You know what I'm saying? I've been single, you know, interacting, whatever. Like, no, we didn't. We didn't link up twice. We linked up more than that. But one person that was able to take me close. Like, he didn't take me all the way there, but he was damn close.
I'm sorry. My niece is driving the car. Let me call you back in like 2 minutes, okay? I'll be home in 2 minutes.
Sure, okay, no problem. Well, thank you for calling.
All right, no problem. Yeah, dude.
You know, we had those conversations, but just one, like, he got real close. Like, sometimes men just have the package, right, and they know how to deliver it.
Uh-huh.
But then they don't have
mm-hmm.
everything else that come. I'm very, very, very spontaneous. So you got men that go overboard, that's overly doing it. And then you got some men, that's why I like the men that haven't been exposed, but they okay with learning. You know what I'm saying? So
uh-huh.
I'm not going to teach you how to give me anything, but as long as you open to doing what I want to do, we can go places because we'll be outside.
Okay.
We'll be on a table somewhere. We'll be in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be
mm-hmm.
riding down the street, and I'll be topping you off. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it be open with your sexuality. That's your boo. You should have fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you should have your fun. I'm jealous of the little kid that ate pussy in 9 years old. Shit, I wish that was me.
What?
Shit.
What?
I waited a longer time than that. Man, that, to me, he would have been my hero. The dude, you man. Shit, I love eating pussy. Shit.
So when men say, I've been pussy since I've been 8, be like, bitch, really? What? 8? What were you thinking
about?
Yeah,
well, first of all, if I heard that, I'd be like, yeah, right, motherfucker. I'd be like, yeah, right.
Right, like 8.
But,
yeah,
but nowadays, I believe it.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you know what I'm trying to say. But, like, back in the day, I'd be like, yeah, bro, you lying motherfucker. But, wow, you know. Yeah, I never was that type. You know, like I was saying earlier, when it came to period sex, when I was younger, I would never have thought of doing it. Then I got older, I learned to not just accept it, I actually liked it. So that never was the fact when it came to pussy eating. I had no problem with it. As long as it's nice and fresh, I got no problem with it. So that was always in my brain since I came to this world. So that never was like, oh, well, God, I can never go down a woman. No, that's always been on my mind. No, I learned to adjust when it came to period sex and you know, shit like that. That's fine. But and maybe even the finger in the ass, I might have to revisit that. Because now you made a good point about the prostate thing. Like, if, you know, not that I would want a doctor to do that shit, but if I had a choice, if I had to be my own lady, then some damn doctor.
Yeah, like, I mean, it helps with the orgasm. You're not letting no man do it. You're letting your lady do it. And that's the thing, like, we have to be more open with our sexuality. Like, I think that person that gives me that sexual challenge is going to be the person that, you know, has my attention. I say that, you know, and I just, you know, haven't found it. You know, you find a lot of people that play games and a lot of people that say what it is that, you know, they think you want to hear. And, you know, you have a lot of people that try to do everything other than the right thing by you. But, you know, I mean, I'm okay with where I'm at right now because I'm working on me. So I mean, I'm gym life. I'm mommy life. I'm doing my thing. So yeah. So out of those things, like, never let anybody tell you like, oh my God, that's nasty, or oh, that's this, that's that. That's their opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And here's the thing. Opinions are like mixtapes. shit, come to Atlanta, everybody has one. Oh, well. You feel me? Like, who cares about what you have to say? Who cares about how you feel about what I'm doing? Because I really don't care about how you feel about what I'm doing. I was having a conversation, and I was talking about anal sex. And this lady was looking at me like, oh, my God, that is so disgusting. Oh, you, oh, my God, your body is your temple. And this, and I'm like, you're right, my body is my temple, and I want him to enter every hole he can. You know what I'm saying? And I knew it was disgusting her, so I would just rub that shit the fuck in, right, because I'm petty like that. So I'm like, you know, yeah, you know, I want him to, you know, do this and do that and then come all over my body. And she's just, oh, my God, that is so disgusting. Oh, my God.
That's a woman.
Oh, God. Like, she's about to fall out. And I'm like, listen, if it's not your preference, it's not your preference. But I can assure you that your husband is probably cheating on you.
Oh, Vista, you know, you hit something which is very important. And ladies should listen to this. I remember when I was married. And I look back on it, so why the hell did I marry this woman in the first place? When I would come on her, like, she would let me come on her, but then she would want that shit wiped off, right? But yet, the woman I've been seeing for quite a long time, she don't mind it. She embraces it. So, to me, I love that because if I'm going down to a woman and, you know, her juices are overflowing all over my mouth, I accept everything about her. So she should with me also. You know, don't be looking like, oh, ew, your cum is on me. Ew, can you wipe that off? What the kind of that? Damn. I'm about taking all my time on to reach this climax and then taking the moment and flushing down the toilet. Like, shit. Because it's like, well, what you mean, ew? What the fuck did you get fucked in the first place then? What's the point? I don't know. This to me is like, when I've experienced that, it's like, well, that's such a turn off. Like, what the fuck? It's not like I came in your mouth or some shit. Like, I don't understand that. You know, it's not like I came on your face or in your mouth. I don't understand. But the woman that embraces that, I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? I you know, they're not like, ooh, get this off my body, you know, ooh. You know what I mean? I like that.
Right.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that, what I just said?
Well,
You know, I like to hear what you say about that.
I'm going to tell you honestly, for me, it just depends on, like, it depends on how I am with that person. Like, cool. I had a person snatch a rubber off. Hold on, let me see who's calling in.
Oh.
Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black.
My homeboy.
Hey, Miss Lovely Black, is Sean again.
Yeah,
hey, Sean.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So where we at?
So he just asked me what did I feel about his wife used to let him come on her,
ex-wife.
But then she would say ex-wife. I said you used to be. That's the same thing. Don't be correcting my grammar.
His
ex-wife used to let him come
now.
On her, and then want him to wipe it up. But the girl that he's been with now for a while, she let him come
don't
on
mind
and
it.
She embraced it. And so here's my thing. It depends on who the person is. Like, I've literally had somebody, like, I've literally been having sex with somebody with a rubber on, and the motherfucker snatched that bitch off and came on me. Oh, my God, I threw up in my mouth. Like, okay, you can't just do that. Like, you have to be comfortable with that person.
That's true. Why?
Huh?
It's bodily fluid. It's like somebody spitting on you when you're having sex. It's kissing. I mean, it's bodily fluid. What's wrong with that?
No. Okay, so here's the thing for me, right? You have to be in that place. You know, like little dick niggas try to do big nigga dick shit. Like, you got to be in that place with a person to be able to be like, okay, like, I could just be, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could just be cool, and I can be like, man, let me just run them some because I need some. It ain't like that. And we could be knowing each other for forever. I don't want your fucking body fluids on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be some shit where, like, okay, we got the latex for a reason. Like, you just got to know where that person's at, because I've got completely, like, just turned the fuck off, shut down. I've had a nigga spit on my shit, and I just shut down. I dried up. I was just like, yeah, I'm good. I can't go nowhere.
Oh,
I'm done.
Oh, spit on your pussy?
Spit
you
on
like,
my vagina. So it just all depends.
Yeah.
I hate that. I like, that shit shuts me all the way down. I'm done. Kill the mood. turn the lights on, fuck it, it's old. Like, oh my God, that shit just makes me cringe on the inside. And I asked one time, like, you know, because, like, a guy, when he first starting off, he don't know, then he go put some spit on his shit. Bitch, no, go wash it off, go wash your hands, go do what you do. And, oh, okay, my bad, I ain't know, you know, I got this rubber on. Yeah, that's going to stay on, and you finna go wash your neck. Like, okay, you got a rubber on, right? So that means that I don't want your body fluids, and then how the fuck you going to spit on your shit before you put it in? Bitch, what's the point of you wearing a rubber? Get your nasty ass up. So, I don't know, I'm funny.
Well, I mean, you're right. There are a lot of ways to there are a lot of things that could be contracted with a lot less contact or less fluids, you know, any different fluids to carry different things. So my thing is you either got to be all the way in or all the way out from the beginning. That's how I feel like about it. Because how, if we get into it, how heavy, like, you know, we into it, and I was thinking, oh, I'm going to do this, and you're like, oh, what you mean? We did all this other stuff. Like, some people like to be, when they kiss, they like somebody to spit in their mouth when they kiss. Not spit, but like extra saliva in their mouth.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But some people like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. But you let me do that, and why can't I come on you?
I wouldn't let you do that. I mean, I can count the men that I've kissed. Kissing is passionate for me. And if I kiss you, then that means that I'm fucking with you.
That's key.
Like, you're the love of my life.
A little more intimate to you.
Oh, wow.
Right?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Me and my ex, it took us like a year and a half, 2 years to even kiss.
Damn.
Shit. And I was fucking with him, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you see
it depends on my mood. Like, I'm too chill and laid back, you know, and I'm very open. So it just all depends on, like, how this person rubs me. Like, I'm to the point now, listen, I swear to God, like, I don't know if it's just, you know, God talking to me. But I can get around a person in the first visit and be like, yep, nope, I don't like him. I'm talking about, like, immediately, and I'm instantly like, yeah, this ain't going to happen. I can see a person and say, yep, nope, don't like him. Not going to do it. And it's, I don't know, it's like God is just saying, sit back and wait and work on yourself, you know, and that's why I just, like, chill, because I'm like, I get tired of going on all these first dates, and as soon as I put my eyes on somebody, I'd be like, yep, nope. And it's not discount nobody or count nobody out, but it's just the image that you portray. And then when I see you, like, come on. One thing's for sure, I can't deal with a short man. You can't be shorter than me.
Well, like, what's the least height requirement? Like, what's the lowest height that you fuck with?
For me?
Yeah, for you.
That I like?
For you. Yeah, what's the lowest? Like,
6 foot.
You know what I'm saying?
6 foot is the very minimum.
All right, 6 foot. So 6 foot to what, 6'8" or 6'6"?
Anything
your,
over
like,
there. I prefer 6'1", 6'2", and up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know. Yeah, just in case you want to visit out there. You know,
yeah,
in the Atlanta area,
six.
Just in case. They might be listening. You know, I'm just saying. You got a lot of locals listening. You know, dudes like, okay, well, I'm six, a little over 6 feet.
I would tolerate 6 foot, but I like 6'1", 6'2"-ish.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, a man, that's...
Okay, now do you like the basketball height or like the football height? Now you know what I'm talking about, because a basketball height is a skinny twig 6'6" motherfucker, and you got the football type where they're just thick dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I like them thick, skinny. It doesn't matter. I mean, real skinny dudes, you know, they got big dick. So
okay.
I mean, that's a plus.
Okay.
They could be thick if they got a big wood. You know, I don't like little dicks. So
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter how tall the guy is. They got this.
Yeah, no,
dick.
I mean, I've ran into a guy that was 6'4", and he had, like, all the 5 inches of dick. So, yeah, I mean, that was, like, the biggest disappointment. I've only met one of those, but, you know, it doesn't matter. I've dealt with, like, you know, I got a buddy that is not 6 anything. He's, like, maybe 5'10", but he's so cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's exceptions to the rules. You know, so he's, like, super cool, you know. So when he come in town, it's like, for show type situation. But, you know, my preference, that doesn't mean that's what I'm going to get. That's just what my preference is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easier way to get me to the next level is to come in, you know, where I need you to be at. And open, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody, like I just don't want a closed-minded individual. I want an open-minded individual.
Sure.
If I want to stick my finger in your ass, let me stick my finger in your ass. If I want to.
Hold on. You just talk about you don't want somebody to all of a sudden do something to you. Right?
Oh, no. Like, he could stick his finger in my ass. I don't care. What are you talking about?
That's true. I didn't hear her say no about that. That's true. She never said nothing about that. she never said yay or nay. So now.
When you're into it, you're into it. And things happen.
Especially heat in the moment.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. No, what I'm just saying is a conversation beforehand. Like when you get to that point where you, if you sticking something in my ass, then you gonna know my likes and dislikes because you just ain't gonna be anybody sticking nothing in my ass. I'm gonna be like, no, I'm gonna move. You know what I'm saying? So you gonna know to do my do's and don'ts.
You know how like you before you go on a ride or some shit. Okay, these are the do's and don'ts. I just picture like, okay, now here's the do's and don'ts, and you have a you bring out the list, and it's like, here he, the long ass fucking.
No. Like a casual conversation, you would know what. So listen.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
All that. You know what I'm saying? I gotta stop and think about what I'm doing. In the middle of
No. Because, listen, in conversation like we having right now, we could be talking. We're going to definitely have open conversation before we get to that point. Right? And so when we having this open conversation, you will know, okay, my girl don't like me to spit on her pussy. Okay, my girl don't like me. You know, it ain't so many. So here's the thing. Most men, as I said before, that I've encountered can't eat pussy. And that's just the bottom line. But when they can eat pussy, they eat pussy to a whole nother level. Mars. You know what I'm saying? And those type of niggas is the niggas that have you around here fucked up. And those are the ones that I be staying away from because you get a nigga that can eat some pussy good, suck on some toes, and give you good dick. Yeah, he got that pass. That's the one that you want to move in. That's the one you trying to motherfucking be talking about. Look, man, you know, we might well just combine our bills because that shit just makes more sense for us to just have one set of bills instead of two.
But
those kind of guys,
right?
Like,
that too, right?
You say
what? Remember that you're the only one. So, you know what I'm saying? You got typically somebody who's good at that has a lot of experience and he likes to share, like the little 9-year-old.
You know what? Well, if he likes to share, I'm open with the swinger life now. I mean, come on now.
I'm just saying. Every one of his girls might not be, but I feel like there's certain things like that. If you try to do that, I had a girl one time. She wanted to do that. She was like, fuck me in the ass, and I fucked her, and she was like, I want to put my finger in your ass. What? Where did that come from? You know what I'm saying? That wasn't part of the deal. We should have made that deal at the beginning.
See, now you know what
I'm saying?
But it ain't nothing wrong with it, because that's your G-spot. It's okay with somebody sticking their finger in their ass if they know how to do it. Let them take their time. Stick your balls, make it
like
extra wet. Listen, hold on. So, ladies, listen, here's your thing, right? And sometimes this is how you know if he with it or not, you know. He may buck a little bit, but then he may go back to allowing you to do it. So you got to just try and be, you know, be patient, right? But when it comes to it, you wear this thing up, and, you know, when you're getting ready to give a man head, you know, you start from the bottom of his shaft and lick up, you know, all the way around and get it wet, then you start giving him some head. You go down and you lick on his balls, you rub his balls, lick on his balls, get them all wet. As you getting them balls wet, that saliva sliding down to that asshole. You know what I'm saying? So you just, you know, keep it up, dick the balls, you know what I'm saying? And as you're rubbing on those balls, just ease that finger. Make sure ain't no sharp nail on it. You know, ease that finger down there to that asshole and just massage it, and it's all wet. You in the moment,
baby,
you give them good head. You know what I'm saying? You hitting that base, you hitting that head, and you rubbing on that asshole. And goddamn, he going to be in it. But guess what? You're going to catch him off guard. So he may pause for a second when you're rubbing it, but just rub it. You know what I'm saying? When he paused,
Right. Right.
Between the balls and the asshole. As soon as you get that little meat right there, that's when the show won't stop.
I'm right. You might get hit.
No, it ain't. Trust me, ladies. When you get down there, He gonna tense up and he gonna pause for a second.
Yeah.
But that's when you go even harder on that dick. You know what I'm saying? You sucking that dick real good. And then you just ease that finger in there, just ease it. You ease it in there just a little bit by a little bit, and you easing it in with your finger, with the flesh part of your finger. So that's how you know what I'm saying, you just rubbing it and pushing it in there real soft, just how when you want that dick to go in your asshole, you know, you want it to go in and out real soft. That's how you doing, and before you know it, that tip of your finger in his motherfucking asshole, and he gonna be that came as hard as he ever came in his fucking life.
Oh,
and there you
okay.
go.
All right, but let me say, so we're talking about taboo subjects, right? So what if
right.
a man lets you do that, then you ain't gonna think that's taboo? Like, what else he doing? I'm gonna tell you now, if he
no.
lets you do that, he's had, he let
no,
you do that.
No. Listen, he's open with his sexuality. No, that does not mean that a man is gay
you
because he is
me.
Allowing
you
to stick his finger
what?
In his ass. That does not mean that.
Well,
hell no. It's not
you know
even
me.
Gay
if
to
he
me
it,
if
no
a
problem.
Man get head from another man. As long as you're not giving him a head or fucking him, then that don't mean you gay. Yeah,
okay.
Crickets.
Bring up, I don't, no. You know I got something to say about that. You know I got something to say about that.
Okay,
what do you have to say
again.
About
that? Bring up the bro job again. He probably didn't hear that. Bring that up.
A bro job is where two
job?
Homies that are not gay,
the bro job,
they are not gay.
Uh-huh.
They both have women at home, but because men are so horny all the time and they always with their homeboys, you know, his homeboy gives him some head and they go on by their day.
No, that's not normal. That's not normal. The first thing is, though, somebody got to be good at it, because if they ain't good at it, nobody gonna, they ain't going to let them do it, right?
No,
you
got to
be good at it.
But you a man,
you,
so
like,
you know how you want your dick up, so what are you talking about?
Right, but you're not going to just normally do it. You just not. It's, I have never been in a situation with a friend where that's happening. I'm speaking. Lovely, you know me, right?
Well, I mean, you have not, but I'm just saying that it can happen.
It, you know, hey, right?
Yo,
rain is gold too, but
dude, that was a good game. Let me suck your dick. No, it ain't happening.
Right?
That's
right.
Not happening. I'm just telling you.
There's a whole bunch of prep
work
gotta be involved with that.
No fucking way. No way. I don't care how long we've been best friends. Nah, that ain't fucking happening. I'm telling you, that's me though. I'm just saying, that's me. That ain't fucking happening. No fucking way.
I mean, it's stuff of your friend. It's kind of like, but if you're doing this now, who else you done did?
Good point.
That's just like women. Two women, y'all hanging out, y'all chilling at the crib. Girl, come on by. You know, y'all cook dinner together, y'all watching movies, y'all having some drinks. She get horny, you rub on her pussy, you suck her pussy, she going on by the business. That don't mean she gay. I don't mean you gay. That just means that y'all had some fun, and that happens more often than you think.
Awesome.
So I'm just saying, you know, that it can happen. That don't mean a man is gay because he have an interaction with another man.
Being gay
means that you are in, you, that's your preference. That your, I mean,
yeah.
your preference.
That's what I feel like. It's your preference, right? That's what you that's
that,
what
but
you
that
want
don't mean
do.
That he your preference because he do it. Like, I mean, come on. I've sat and watched some of the hardest men, you know, give another man head, and that shit was a big turn
on. When they go to prison.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
you know
I wasn't in prison, but I'm talking about in real life.
You. I'm just saying, like, when dudes go to prison, they do that, right?
Uh-huh.
And they don't come out.
I don't
like,
know. I've never been, but I'm suspecting that's what they do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When I first moved to Atlanta, I met somebody and his friend was still in jail, and he said that one time they would want to play basketball, right? And then he went in his room to put it like, "Hey, come on, let's go." And he said his friend, this one dude, like, he's a thug, all this, one in his mouth, one in his ass. But when he got out, he only fucked with women. Is he gay?
Yeah, I mean, shit, it is what it is. He probably dealt with a man on the low because once you get it, you're going to want it again, but you're just going to be very discreet. And the men that I deal with, okay, when I wrote this book, right, I had a couple people that was like, oh, okay, you know, you put me in your book. I don't do that. I don't do tell-alls. I'll never do a tell-all. I don't see myself, you know, selling out like that because – you know, I know how hard it is for people to be open with their sexuality, you know, but with the type of men that I dealt with, I mean, I've dealt with plenty of men that people know, that everybody know, that's everyday people that like certain things like that. You know what I'm saying? And it just is what it is. You like what you like. You know? Like, you don't sit around like, You'll never hear me call nobody out saying, I had my finger in your ass, I was fuck you with my scrap on, I watched your homeboy fuck you. You ain't gonna never, because that's not who I am. I've never done it. Yeah. Never
please
done
don't.
It. One nigga, like, he ultimately tried me and tried to sell out on me behind another bitch, which is a white bitch, and I put him out. But, yeah, no, I don't do that. You know, you don't fuck over me, I ain't gonna fuck over you, so...
But that, if you make him comfortable, then you'll be able to stick your finger in his ass because he's comfortable with you now. But that takes, he had to build that trust in you. But,
because most people go off to that, okay, where's my word against yours? It don't matter. Just like Vivica and 50, you know, they was fucking around and, you know, I stuck my finger in your ass. You know what I'm saying? But you never heard anybody else say that type of shit because, you know what I'm saying, it's not like that. It was just, you know, she pop off and, you know, she was one of those women that he couldn't control and more so like me. But I'll never, you know, throw a dude under the bus because me and him not talking, but 50 kept, you know, pushing and throwing shots at her. So, come on, you already know she bought that life. Like, now if you come and throw shots at me, then I'm going to throw your ass under the bus because if you started, I'm going to finish.
True.
But if you ain't did none of that, then I'm not finna ever tell you who, you know, I dealt with, who I slept with, I'm fucking with scrap-ons, who fingers in my in their ass, like, because that's none of nobody's business. That's me and my guilty pleasure. So why I'm going to tell somebody and mess up the opportunity for me to be able to do it again? I wouldn't do that.
That should be the name of the next book, Guilty Pleasures.
Fingers in the booty hole.
I'm just saying, Fingers in my booty hole.
I mean, everybody that knows Miss Lovely Black knows that that is one of her guiltiest pleasures, scrap-ons. Like, I had all sizes, and I had a variety of them, and it was just what it was. So, you know, that's just Miss Lovely Black's thing. It is what it is. I'm open. I'm open with my sexuality, right? And so, I like to be able to get things off of my chest and walk people through certain scenarios, and you guys can always hit me up in my inbox to my listeners. First of all, I want to take a look. Shout out to my listeners. My listener count went up dramatically from last week to this week. Salute to everybody that's listening in to the show. Salute. We have people in over 10 countries listening in to this show. Hello to everybody across the world. Thank you for your support. Make sure you go to thenewmisslovelyblack.com and I think I'm going to make it a subscriber site so you can just stay updated with everything that I have going on. And if you can't find me on social media because the social media site is down, then, you know, you will know where to find me at, so on and so forth. So, you know, thank you for everybody that's showing me love and showing me support. The numbers are climbing. I really, really appreciate it, you know, with the amount of shows that we have. We have well over our average 10% listener base that, you know, they say that you should have. And so that's amazing. And, you know, to be over, you know, the 20% threshold and climbing is awesome. So thank you guys for that. But if ever you have these questions about sexuality, please feel free to inbox me. Don't inbox me no weird shit. Don't inbox me trying to have a conversation about phone sex and all of this extra shit. Like, no, come on. We're not finna do none of that. But on some grown folk shit, if you want to know how to, you know, talk to your partner about something, listen, play with their head and see what they like. If a person is with you because they love you, then they're going to be with you. If they judging you by what you like, and most of the time, people go outside of their relationship because they don't want their partner to look at them a certain type of
way.
You know, they don't want their partner to, you know, judge them because this is the person that they love. So they go outside of them to be able to find something. So ladies, the main ladies, right, be open with your mate. Start talking about what it is that they like and start getting to the meat and potatoes and start dressing up. And maybe he got a foot fetish, you know what I'm saying? And see if he got a foot fetish and let him rub your feet and let him jack off to your feet and let him suck your feet. Like, cater to your man, you know what I'm saying? If that shit is weird to you, what you have, don't judge him. Then feel free to let him go out and do what it is that he's doing. But as I said, a man should not have to sacrifice what he like and who he is because he loves you, right? You don't want to wear the same clothes. You don't want to wear the same outfit. You don't want to eat the same damn food. You don't want to live in the same damn place your entire goddamn life. You don't want to do the same damn thing your entire life. So why in the hell should somebody be forced to do the same thing for dealing with you? You do have those people out here that saying, okay, I want to be married, and this the person that I'm going to be with for the rest of my life, to death do me part and be in, and this is where I am, and da-da-da, this. And you very well so have that. But the person that I'm going to marry is going to be the person that's going to be open with me, my sexuality, who I am, and what I like to do. And they not jealous. You know what I'm saying? So... I mean, if the dick is good, you ain't got to ever worry about me sleeping with another man. But, I mean, of course, I may want to have fun. I may get up and say, babe, let's go have a threesome. Yeah, I want my man to be like, hell no, I ain't sharing my bitch. Wrong answer. You know what I'm saying? And I tend to get those type of men. No shit. I get those men. I'd be like, no, I want to have a threesome. I'm like, man, fuck this shit.
Ease up on them. Don't give them all of it at once.
Don't do that.
Don't give it all to them at once. That's the problem. You just put it on them. They're like, oh, no, this is mine. I got to claim this.
Man, I guess as a woman, you know that person that you're going to be in a relationship because you know that chemistry. And for me, conversation is key. And we could be in the same city. I may want to see you, see how we vibe and see how we rock. But that phone conversation is key for me because I get to build that rapport. I get to build that comfort zone. And I need that phone conversation. I need to talk to me a motherfucker on the phone for at least a month or two straight. And then, you know, be able to see that person and interact and build from that. From there, and then, you know, we can open up sexually because we've been then talked about the things that we want to do, that we like to do, that we can be open about. And I haven't gotten there yet. You know what I'm saying? If a person now talking to you on the phone for a month, I thought he talking to you at night or in the daytime when he at work because he got somebody at home. So just a genuine person that is single. You know, I kind of want the square type dude, but not the square mentality wholeheartedly, like somebody that's open to exploring. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I really don't want to settle down with a thug. I want to settle down with somebody that's career-oriented and has the principles, but just not too... No, you can't go here. You got to understand, I do radio interviews. I do magazines. I put up sexy pictures. I get attention. But if I'm with you, I'm with you. I'm doing the radio show. I talk about sex. And, you know, my ex, he didn't like me talking about sex in the public. He said, you know, women shouldn't talk about sex in public. And men feel that way. If you my girl, you shouldn't talk about what you do and how you do it, X, Y, Z. Great, you feel that way. But you're just not the person for me, you know, because the person that I'm with, he's going to be confident in who the hell he is. And that just even more so to understand that he has a woman that talks about sex, and guess what? She's giving it all to him.
Ain't it? As people get insecure. You know, as people get insecure. And
true.
You got to make them, you know, make them feel like they're the one. But, so.
I ain't got time. I ain't got the patience. Listen, be open with your sexuality. Let's have fun. Let's live life. Let's be merry and just leave it alone.
Yeah, Mary,
what if
not
trying, don't like
who he was.
You said what?
No, I said the key word, because someone must have thought that you said married. I said, no, the key word is Mary and married are two different things.
Yeah.
Let's be married, not married. Now, let's be married. Let's be married. That's what the new Miss Lovely Black said, in case some people misheard. I'm just saying. Just watching that.
Mary. I want to get married. It's going to take a special individual.
I'm just saying, I'm fucking around. Go ahead.
It's like a real special individual to marry me, man. I mean, that's just what it is.
Real special.
Yeah, to the yeah.
They might sell you something, though. They might sell you a thing or two. You don't know.
Man, listen, I welcome that man that can show me something.
Show
I want to have
shit.
Fun.
Yeah.
Most people just automatically know who I am and know that I was a former entertainer, and they just want to have sex, and you know, they just want to come and you know they lead with sex, and that's turn off me. That's the biggest turn off me. leading with sex, talking to me about sex. You know, I mean, they can all let it get there. Like, we can get there. You know, the biggest turnoff to me in life is leading with sex. Like, I have a past. I was who I was. You know, I embrace my past. You know, I just, like, okay, I know my sex is good, but I, you know, I'm taking the risk, so calm down.
Calm your ass down.
Calm down, little shrimp.
little shrimp.
So listen, guys. I had an amazing time tonight talking about open sexuality and giving the Sunday substance. I'm going to start doing the Sunday substance every week now because that was just something that I feel that I could bring to the show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. On Instagram, The New Miss Lovely Black, that's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Go to my website, lock it in, put it in your favorites, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. It is up, it's running. I'm still making changes. You'll be able to purchase the books. You'll be able to go directly to the link from the website. As soon as the covers become available, I'll start updating everything. I'll let you guys know of the updates. I'm updating the photo gallery, and I have two more sections that's coming to the website. So just feel free to stay in tune with thenewmisslovelyblack.com, and this is my last week in school. We will then resume, hopefully, back to our shows twice a week and then beyond. I am looking for a Wednesday co-host to co-host every Wednesday night with me from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please feel free to submit your music to inquiries, thenewmisslovelyblack@gmail.com. If you would like your music to be played on the radio show, I am looking for a jingle for my show. Any artists that can create me a jingle for the Real Talk with the New Miss Lovely Back so that I can play on the opening calls, I would really appreciate it. Send it to inquiries, the number four, the New Miss Lovely Back at Gmail. And to book me on your radio show, you can contact the same email as well. Thank you very much, James, and thank you, Alex, for calling in. This was a wonderful show tonight. We're going to end this, and we'll see you back here the same time, the same place next Sunday with my awesome co-host, James. Thank you very much, everybody,
thank
for showing love and support. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You too. Peace out, everybody. Later, dude. Later, lady. Ladies and tomatoes, everybody. Peace.